Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. No charges against Congresswoman McKinney. A grand jury's decided not to indict Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney in a March incident in which she admitted hitting a police officer who tried to stop her from entering a House office building. The grand jury had been considering the case since shortly after the March 29th incident. The encounter began when McKinney tried to enter the building without walking through a metal detector and not wearing the lapel pin that identifies members of Congress. The officer didn't recognize her as a member and asked her three times to stop. When she ignored him, he tried to stop her, and McKinney then hit him. McKinney called the encounter racial profiling, insisting she'd been assaulted and had done nothing wrong. She later apologized. Without debate, the House took Louisiana Congressman William Jefferson off the Powerful Ways and Means Committee today. The Congressional Black Caucus complained about the move. Jefferson is the focus of an FBI bribery investigation, but he has not been indicted, and he says he's innocent. After 2 days of debate, the House approved a measure discouraging setting a date for pulling troops out of Iraq. Republicans pressed for the non-binding resolution, which says it's not in the national interest to set an arbitrary date for withdrawal or redeployment of U.S. forces. Among the supporters, House Majority Leader John Boehner, who says victory is America's only option. House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi, though, says staying the course in Iraq won't work. She calls the war a grotesque mistake. Homeland Security says most U.S. cities are still not secure after 9/11. A federal security analysis delivered to Congress concludes New Orleans cannot handle another catastrophe, and the two cities attacked September 11, New York and Washington, do not meet guidelines for responding to major disasters. 11 states do make the preparation grade. Only one of them, Texas, is west of the Mississippi, several in what the analysts call the hurricane belt. The U.S. military says the report on one aspect of the investigation of Iraqi civilian deaths in Haditha is now ready, but it is not being made public. A spokesperson says the Army General investigating whether anyone in the military tried to cover up atrocities involving Iraqi civilians has now been delivered to the second-ranking commander in Iraq. Several investigations are being conducted into the allegations that some U.S. soldiers, Marines, killed up to 24 Iraqi civilians. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
world stopped on Friday, and I start having me a ball. Cause I got a good feeling, and I don't feel no pain at all. Friday's my day.
Hey, good evening, True Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for joining us. Weird week. Quite a week. So we have a good news week for you in a few minutes, featuring the stylings of President Chucklenuts and Foxy the Snowman. And towards the very end, the back and forth with the reporter who happened to be wearing sunglasses in the Rose Garden the other day. My take on the week you can find at my website, MikeMalloy.com, or go to AirAmericaRadio.com/MikeMalloy and read the blog. A couple of emails right before the program. This comes from Matt in New Bern, North Carolina. He writes, Mike, if we can't tell the good guys from the bad guys, the good old women from the bad old women, the good old men from the bad old men, the good children from the bad children, the good pregnant women from the bad pregnant women, the good infants from the bad infants, it is time to get out of Iraq. The so-called rules of engagement is an excuse for mass murder. I get you, Matt. New Bern, North Carolina. And who sent me this? Robert? Dear Mike, a bit for you to talk about for a moment, if you wish. I read in the AARP Bulletin, June 2006, the following. When her food stamps run out each month, Rita Mash of Nelsonville, Ohio, turns to a box of surplus food delivered under a federal program. With the canned vegetables and fruit and cheese, cereal, peanut butter, and evaporated milk, she feeds her husband and four grandchildren. Ms. Mash says, quote, this way we're able to have groceries for the last week of the month. The program is vital to us, end quote. Yeah, I know, you're way ahead of me. Bush's budget proposals for fiscal 2007 will eliminate the program. It's called the Commodity Supplemental Food Program, or CSFP, started way back in 1968. Bush would eliminate the program, which serves 420,000 low-income, older Americans in 32 states in the District of Columbia. The total projected savings when Bush eliminates this will be $107 million out of a $2.8 trillion budget. End quote. That's from the AARP Bulletin. And then Robert adds, this may be a small news note, and I'm not all that religious, but I am spiritual. But didn't Jesus supposedly say that we are to care for the least of us? I'm often left speechless with our supposedly elected federal administration. Bush claims all kinds of religion, yet he has no problem thumbing his nose at only 420,000 Americans. Let them eat cake and starve? And how much is just Iraq costing Americans each week? And how much is Bush giving back as tax refunds? Just two of the dozens of, and how, etc. I'm disgusted, depressed, and not proud to be an American. The America my father fought for, and he was in the 1st Marine Division, seriously wounded in Okinawa in World War II, handicapped for a lifetime. My wife and I will vote in November, in many cases for the lesser of two evils, but we must take back our America. What other choice do we have? Thanks, Bob. That's astonishing. That's astonishing. Would eliminate, eliminate the Commodity Supplemental Food Program. Oh, my God. All righty. And our good friend Doc, who sends all kinds of stuff to me, sent this. It's called, the title is Hip Replacement. Two patients limp into two different medical clinics with the same complaint. Both have trouble walking and appear to require a hip replacement. The first patient is examined within the hour, is x-rayed the same day, and has a time booked for surgery the following week. The second patient sees his family doctor after waiting a week for an appointment, then waits 18 weeks to see a specialist, then gets an x-ray, which isn't reviewed for another month, and finally has his surgery scheduled for a year from then. Why the different treatment for two patients? The first is a golden retriever. The second is a senior citizen. Jesus. Thanks, Doc. According to, I'm going to mispronounce it, the Israeli daily newspaper, Yediath Aharonis. Yediath Aharonis. It's Israel Daily. According to that newspaper, Israel has trained. Listen to this. This is very strange. Israel, well, maybe not. Israel has transferred nearly 1,000 M16 rifles to forces loyal to Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas as part of moves to bolster that leader, that Palestinian leader, against Hamas, the ones that were recently elected to run the Palestinian government. Israel's decision, it says here, to allow shipment of the weapons from Jordan comes amid an increasingly violent power struggle between Abbas and the Islamic militant group Hamas, which formed the new Palestinian government in March. The newspaper said shipment of about 950 of the American-made M16s was completed in the past day. Two trucks escorted by the Israeli army took 400 rifles to the West Bank city of Ramallah, where Abbas has his headquarters. Another 550 guns were escorted to the Gaza, Hamas's stronghold. Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert said on Tuesday he had approved a shipment of weapons and ammunition to bolster Abbas's security forces. Olmert said, referring to Abbas by his nickname, quote, "I did this because we are running out of time and we need to help Abu Mazen." Palestinian officials and Western diplomats have said Jordan and Egypt would provide weapons, ammunition, and training for Abbas's presidential guard, along with Israel, apparently. Western powers want to ensure Abbas emerges victorious in any power struggle with Hamas, which is formally committed to destroying Israel rather than creating a state alongside it. So the Israeli government is providing weaponry to the Palestinians. Okay. And you probably heard a grand jury has declined to indict Representative Cynthia McKinney, my representative in the House of Representatives. Remember, she was accused of punching a Capitol cop in April. The grand jury's decision ends the investigation, according to U.S. Attorney Kenneth Weinstein. Weinstein said he respected the grand jury's decision. After initially insisting the incident was an example of racial profiling, McKinney later apologized on the floor of the House, saying, quote, "I'm sorry this misunderstanding happened. All I regret is escalation," end quote. James Myert, who is an attorney who has represented McKinney, questioned the police version of the incident from the beginning. Regarding the grand jury proceedings, the attorney told reporters, quote, "I would think that they would recognize that there simply is not enough evidence here to even bring an indictment." Okay, well, that's the end of that story, right? You go, Cynthia. You go. Oh, my God. "Get your hands off me," she said. And when the cop continued to not get his hands off her, she decked him. All right. We're going to cover what the House did today a little bit. And the other big story to me today was the fact that after spending billions of dollars, and 5 years after 9/11 and 8 months after Katrina, the United States is still vulnerable thanks to the sterling leadership of this corrupt regime in Washington. We are vulnerable to natural disasters, diseases, terrorist attacks, what have you. Nothing has changed. As a matter of fact, things have gotten worse on George W. Bush's watch. No surprise there. All right. Stick around, and we're going to take a lot of phone calls tonight. Let me give you the phone number. I know he always says that, but tonight I'm serious. The phone number is 866-303-2270. Stay with us, please. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Something right. I'm so scared. I fall off my chair, and I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right, here I am, stuck in the middle with you.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
My one favorite spread has been Smart Balance Buttery Spread. I'm Bob Harris, and I've got another favorite spread that I think you'll love. It's new Smart Balance Omega Peanut Butter. It contains no hydrogenated oil, no trans fatty acid, no refined sugar, all natural ingredients, and 1,000 milligrams of omega-3s per serving. New Smart Balance Omega Peanut Butter with 1,000 milligrams of omega-3. We deep roast premium quality peanuts to make it taste great.
Hi, it's Glenn Beck. I'm the guy with a new show on Headline News at 9 Eastern and Pacific after Nancy Grace. Why did I get a show? Well, maybe it's because I'm not afraid to say what we're all thinking. First, politicians. You get paid to work, not talk. Start fixing gas prices. Get serious about Iraq, Iran, and immigration. Next, Britney, Paris, Tom, Katie. What kind of idols do our kids have these days? I'm just looking for a little common sense here and there. Watch me, Glenn Beck, every night on Headline News at 9 Eastern and Pacific.
To be here in the breadbasket of America because it gives me a chance to remind our fellow citizens that we have an advantage here in America. We can feed ourselves.
21 past the hour. Now, Nick in New Hampshire just sent me directly from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's website who qualifies, in addition to old folks, for the Commodity Supplemental Food Program, the one that Bush is going to propose eliminating in his upcoming budget. All right? These are people. It's not just old folks. Here's what it says. Eligibility requirements includes low-income, pregnant, and breastfeeding women, other new mothers up to 1 year postpartum, infants, children up to their sixth birthday, and elderly persons at least 60 years of age who meet income eligibility requirements.
Is he talking about WIC?
No, I was just going to say, eligible participants cannot participate in this one, the Commodity Supplemental Food Program, and WIC, women, infants, children, at the same time. Wouldn't want that to happen. No double dipping. I mean, that's reserved for these son of a bitches who run companies like Halliburton, huh? Oh, come on, Mike. Calm down just a little bit. So what Bush is proposing, this program, what did I say, $107 million? How much is that in terms of what these evil, death-loving thugs have given to wealthy people in the form of tax cuts? Hmm? I sometimes, you know, good old naive Mike, I sometimes wonder why that top 1%, people like Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh and Neil Bortz, you know, people who are really up there in income, why don't they say, look, we don't want the tax break because we'd rather see women and breastfeeding mothers and children up to six and infants fed. Huh? Why? These are the pro-family crowd, right? The Republicans, Bush, isn't he pro-family? Isn't that? Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's right. They are pro blastocyst. They are pro zygote. Or is it zygote? How do you pronounce it? Zygote? Who cares? That's what they are pro. Where it concerns living, breathing, come on, Mike, don't start. I feel the adrenaline rush right now. I feel the what else is coarse? What other chemicals have just been released that are making me enraged? What are they, Kathy?
Cortisol.
Cortisol, that's coursing to. Okay, so what have I got? I've got. Adrenaline, cortisol, what else is coursing through my veins right now?
Could be some Jack Daniels.
Don't I wish. Oh, these sons of bitches. Low-income pregnant and breastfeeding women, their supplemental, commodity supplemental food program will be ended. New mothers up to 1 year postpartum, infants, children up to their sixth birthday, and elderly people at least 60 years of age who meet income eligibility requirements. And people in this country think George Bush is a Christian? George Bush would rip Jesus' head off and urinate in his neck. You know it as well as I do. Jesus would go into the manger and stomp that baby to death. Jesus would say, what? You don't? What do you mean no room at the inn? Here, give me that brat. You two married? You're not married? Oh, well, we'll take care of that. Christian my ass. Oh, my God. All right. I can't. See, I'm stuck now. Okay, got to get past that. Got to get past that. All right. Let's see. Sing commercial jingles. That'll help you get past it. I don't know any anymore. Let me see. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J. No, that doesn't work. A majority of Americans, 53% of us, this according to a CNN poll conducted by Opinion Research Corporation. It was conducted for CNN by Opinion Research Corporation. Interviewed over 1,000 adults from last Wednesday and Thursday, just passed. A week after the announcement of the airstrike death of al-Zarqawi. So the poll was taken. The question was asked, do you think there should be a certain date set for a deadline set for getting U.S. troops out of Iraq? 53% said yes. Now, of that 53%, well, no, not 50, 47% said the deadline should be in a year or less. 13% of Americans, now let's break that down. Of the 53%, 13% want withdrawal within a few weeks, 15% want it within 6 months, and 19% want it within a year. So 53% of Americans, do you know how many Republicans today in this disgusting, contemptible vote in the U.S. House, this sense of the House about continuing the killing? 99% of Republicans voted to continue the war indefinitely. Now, as John Boehner, the leader from Ohio, the Republican House leader, the Speaker said, not Speaker, but the Majority Leader said, we got to support him until we win the war on terror. That's impossibility. That will never happen. So Boehner and the rest of these bastards, 99% of them said, let's keep the war going forever.
It's always going to be a delicacy. So pick your chops and eat the meat.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Will Israel ever see an end to violence? How will the war against Iraq's insurgents impact Israel? Will changes on the Supreme Court have any effect on the Jewish community? Is anti-Semitism in Europe on the rise? What can be done about it? For a look behind the headlines, read The Forward, the nation's Jewish newspaper. The Forward reveals the personalities, motivations, and histories that are fueling the news abroad. The Forward also provides an in-depth look at issues affecting us at home, with comprehensive reports on everything from politics and religion to culture and the arts. It even has its own matchmaking section for Jewish singles. Try 4 weeks free, then be billed $24.95 for another 26 issues. Not satisfied? Just write cancel on the bill and keep the first four issues free.
Call now, 800-858-5800 for The Forward. That's 800-858-5800.
Is your yard under attack from bugs? No matter. Let the science of Bayer Advanced protect your lawn, garden, and home. And now, your wallet, too. For a limited time, save $10 by mail on Complete Insect Killer for soil and turf for maximum pest protection. You'll also save on our 1.3-gallon Complete Insect Killer for gardens or home pest control, both with an easy-to-use battery-operated sprayer. Visit BayerAdvance.com for details. Bayer Advance. Better science, better results.
Hi, it's Glenn Beck. I know. Who's he? I'm the guy with a new show on Headline News at 9 Eastern and Pacific after Nancy Grace. Now, why would Headline News give me a show?
Maybe.
Because politically correct really isn't in my vocabulary. It's time somebody says what we're all thinking, from politics to pop culture. Every night, Headline News sets me loose. Not to save the world. Just to look for some common sense. Watch me, Glenn Beck, every night on Headline News at 9 Eastern and Pacific after Nancy Grace.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
26 before the hour, regarding the cutting of the supplemental food feeding program, which is $107 million, I think. Michael in Roswell, New Mexico, wrote in and just said, what is that, three and a half days of funding for the war in Iraq? Rather obscene, yes? Yes, Michael, it is. It's beyond obscene. I just, you know, why not say to the soldiers and the Marines, okay, guys, stay in your quarters for 3 days so that we can, oh, never mind. All right, let's do Good News Week. We're going to play it now and then maybe an hour from now. This was the week that was. Great week for Chuckle Nuts. I pretty much laid out my opinion of it at my blog at MikeMalloy.com or AirAmericaRadio.com/MikeMalloy. But here's the week in the words of Chuckle Nuts and the Snowman. And at the very end, the reporter who had it suggested to him that he take off his shades.
I can't get back into that question because, frankly, I'm totally incompetent on it.
You know, right after September the 11th, I vowed that day after September the 11th to do everything I could to protect the American people. There's going to be tough days ahead and more sacrifice for Americans.
Yeah, it's a number, and every time there's one of these 500 benchmarks, people want something.
The rules of warfare, as we used to know them, are out the window. I mean, there's no rules of warfare. Now, these people picked up off the battlefield, and they're very dangerous. Eventually, these people will have trials.
Struggle against those who have no ideology. Well, they got an ideology, but it's an ideology that is dark and dismal. It's one that doesn't respect human dignity. The way to defeat that ideology is with an ideology of light. Today I have come to look at Prime Minister Maliki in the eyes.
There's no question about Prime Minister Maliki's, well, you know, when he walked in, I didn't fear. Prime Minister Maliki is promoting reconciliation. The concept of reconciliation kept coming up. People know they've got to reconcile the past. He's going to soon appoint a reconciliation committee to support his efforts, to help him reconcile the past. Prime Minister, I think, would say reconciliation. I'm trying to figure out how to reconcile an ugly past with a hopeful future. And part of that is reconciliation.
There's actually a cabinet portfolio for reconciliation.
Ba'ath Party membership in order to secure a job or to be able to get an advanced degree should be, shouldn't be held against a person. And I think they're willing to balance the difference between terror and expediency in the right word, but terror and a membership of a party to advance one's, you know, life. The answer to electricity is sooner the better. It's hot over there.
Frank, can you define what a permanent base is?
Talk to the Prime Minister about possible amnesty.
But I'm not going to negotiate from here.
If you can kill innocent life in order to shake somebody's will, go ahead and do it. I'm a high-value target for some.
Seize the moment. Seize this opportunity.
And I'm not going to put our government at risk to achieve a very important trip. Ample notification that I was coming. Somebody a chance to plan.
Half my cabinet didn't know about it.
I trust Karl Rove, and he's an integral part of my team.
Well, tell me, apparently you've indicted Karl. You tell me.
Appreciate the job that the prosecutor did. Obviously, he took a sigh of relief when he made the decision he made.
Don't try to get me to bite on it, because I'm not going to do it. You can finish the question. I'll give you the same answer.
Are you going to ask that question with shades on? No, I'm interested in the shade look, seriously.
All right, I'll keep it then.
For the viewers, there's no sun.
I guess that depends on your perspective.
Touché.
The news. What did it say? Who's won that race? What's the weather like today? What's the weather like today? It's good news week.
Yeah, touche. Touche, he says. All right. Strange week. So, anyway, let me come back to this, because I really didn't do it. Just the poll taken for CNN by Opinion Research Corporation yesterday and the day before, 53% of Americans want us to get out of Iraq in a year or less. 99% of the Republican Party in the U.S. House voted to keep it going forever. They rejected a timetable for pulling U.S. forces out of Iraq. The vote, by the way, if you're keeping track of this kind of filth, The vote was 256 to keep the killing going. 153 said no. I think there were 42 Democrats who said, let's keep the killing going. Every one of those sons of bitches ought to be removed from office. I don't care who it was. I have no idea who it is because they don't have the list in front of me, and I don't care. Any Democrat that voted to continue this this war should be removed from office as soon as possible. Just throw the son of a bitch out. Get rid of him or her. They are useless. They are really Republicans. And if they're not Republicans, then they are killers. They have no problem with our soldiers being blown to pieces, children and non-combatants being blown to pieces. 42 Democrats. This is why it's so hard to be a Democrat. This is one of the reasons I will not contribute to the Democratic Party. I'll contribute to individual candidates once I understand their position on Bush's murderous invasion of a country that did nothing to us. But 42 Democrats voted to keep slaughtering innocent people. Ah, you evil bastard, you. And you know why they did it. The Democrats, same reason the Republicans made this as an issue. This is strictly politics, strictly campaign. This is so these Democrats can go back to their conservative districts. And I don't give a tinker's damn how conservative their district is. To go back there and say, well, I voted to continue. I'm not about bugging out. I wonder how many of these Democrats are from the South. I bet you an awful lot of them, if not all of them, are from southern states. Why don't you all just go ahead and convert and become Republicans? Your constituents will love you for it. And stop playing head games. 53% of America said get us out of there within a year. 99% of Republicans say we're going to stay with absolutely no timetable to ever get out. Now, you tell me which party is out of touch with the United States, with the people of this country. Jesus. House Majority Leader John Boehner of Ohio said retreat is not an option in Iraq. Achieving victory is our only option. Oh, what a dumb bastard. Is this guy stupider than a sack full of doorknobs? Achieving victory over terrorism. By definition, Boehner, you never defeat terrorism. That's why it's called terrorism, you half-wit. He says, we have no choice but to confront these terrorists, win the war on terror, and spread freedom and democracy around the world. Oh, okay. Can you think of any new cliche? The people in Ohio are not all of them are that stupid. Mr. Boehner. Nancy Pelosi said it's time to face the facts. She called for a new direction in the conflict. She said, quote, the war in Iraq has been a mistake, a grotesque mistake. So we're 4 months before midterm elections that will decide the control of the U.S. House, and the Republicans, the only reason they did this is to force the members of the House to take a position on this war. And then what they can do, you see what the Republicans do, they'll use the Democratic no votes to claim that their opponents don't support U.S. troops. You see how that works? I want the war to stop because I don't want to see any more of my soldiers killed. Oh, you son of a bitch, you don't support the troops then. And they put the 30-second spots out there. And how do you fight against that? Oh, I know how I would fight against it, but, you know, I'd go to prison for the rest of my life. See, MSNBC reports it this way. 4 months before midterm elections that will decide control of Congress, House Republicans sought to force Republicans and Democrats alike to take a position on the conflict that began with the U.S. invasion that toppled Saddam Hussein in the spring of 2003. And when Nancy Pelosi calls it a mistake, I understand where she's coming from, but the war was not a mistake. It's not a mistake, Nancy. Why not say, well, really, Congresswoman Pelosi, I'm sorry, I shouldn't get familiar with you. We've never met. Well, yes, we have, but, you know, Congressman Pelosi, rather than call the war, the attack on Iraq, the invasion of Iraq, a mistake, why not really truly say what it was? It was a deliberate move promoted by the Project for a New American Century, loaded with neocons who tried to get Clinton to do it, and Clinton said no. It was not a mistake. Congresswoman Pelosi, a mistake is when you buy margarine, you really meant to buy butter. That's a mistake. This is murder. This is illegal. This is something that was in the planning stages, beginning with the first national security meeting after this rancid son of a bitch was appointed president. It's not a mistake, Congresswoman Pelosi. So why not call it what it was? A calculated act of war and terror by the United States government against an innocent population that had just suffered through 13 years of sanctions. Come on, Congresswoman Pelosi. Show some leadership. Oh, never mind. Democrats denounced the debate and the vote as a politically motivated charade. They said that supporting it would have the effect of affirming Bush's failed policy in Iraq. Again, Democrats, you morons, it was not a failed policy. It was a calculated effort at murder and destabilization and destruction and bombing and greed and lust and the fact that these people love death. Failed policy? Mistake? Ugh.
That's all I need for a Jesus who looks just like you. And it's another beautiful day. It's another beautiful day. It's another beautiful day.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Entrepreneurs, I've got your number. I know how much you put into your small business. Big dreams, big plans, and most of all, big thinking. Not your average run-of-the-mill thinking. You're all about big thinking, as in light bulb over the head, eureka screaming, think I'll open my own small business kind of thinking. The kind of thinking shown when you sign your company up for the Budget Business Program from Budget Rent-A-Car. Now, I know what your knowledge-hungry mind is saying. Sounds interesting. Please tell me more. Will do. The Budget Business Program offers exclusive discounts and rebates to small businesses just like yours, including $2 back on every qualifying rental day. $2 back every day. You're the genius. Add it up. So, if you're a small business, visit budget.com/business and sign up for the Budget Business Program. Big thinking for small business.
Program subject to change. Terms and conditions apply. See budget.com/business for details.
Rent budget and rent like a genius.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's 10 before the hour. Let's go to your phone calls here as we're approaching the top of the hour break. Chris is calling from New Orleans. Chris, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, Chris. How about you?
I'm doing bad because I'm living in this country with this idiot as the president. And I'm down here. We already suffering. So many people lost their homes, lost everything down here. And this idiot is messing with our tax money. And then want to talk about how they come up with some report the other day talking about how we stole $1 billion from the government. Yet in Iraq, they're stealing billions of dollars a week, and there's no uproar about that. And then if another hurricane comes this year, they're going to give us less money, if not any money at all. So, I mean, I can't see how I'd rather have Americans stealing from Americans than have Iraqis stealing all of our money.
Well, it's not the Iraqis aren't stealing anything. It's Americans stealing from Americans. That's exactly what's going on. Bush, he's stealing from you. Look what happened in New Orleans.
That's right.
All these companies that support Bush, whether they're energy companies or telecom companies or big farming conglomerates or pharmaceutical companies, they're the ones that are stealing from us and then funneling the money to Bush, who turns around and gives them all tax breaks or tells them they don't have to pay any taxes. No, Iraqis aren't stealing from us, Chris, not at all.
Well, I have a problem with all these billions of dollars being paid to Iraq. And we have to beg people for less.
But it's not. But is it right? But it's only going to Iraq as a transshipment point. It's not going to the Iraqi people. It's going to Iraq to pay for our murder spree and to the private contractors who turn around and charge $1 million for something the Iraqis could do for $100,000. It's going to build this huge U.S. embassy that, like the Great Wall of China, will be visible from space. The Iraqis aren't getting anything. The Iraqis are in less. They're in worse shape today than before the war. They're getting nothing. Not a dime of this money is going to Iraq. None of it. To the Iraqi people. It goes into Iraq, but then the Americans who are there stuff their pockets with it or hand it off to these private corporations that do nothing except steal and loot and rape and pillage. It's not the Iraqis, Chris. Please understand that.
Thank you for the education on that. And one last thing I wanted to tell you was I'm tired of all these right-wingers making it seem like we're down here and we need all this help, and that the people who died in 9/11, we're capitalizing on it and everything. I'm tired of all of them coming on with the way that they are, mm-hmm. making so many victims and so on. Whereas they're the ones stealing all the money, getting all the tax breaks, and we're down here suffering. And the same thing with these 9/11 ladies.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how could they talk about them the way they do, and those people lost their husbands, and we had people down here that lost their lives. And it just angers me how they can continue to win and do the things that they do and make such stupid and asinine, pardon me, state.
Well, I hear you, Chris. The people making these statements about New Orleans, about the people suffered through Katrina, about the 9/11 widows and the families, the people making these sick, disgusting comments, these aren't humans. These are they're the worst of the worst, they're the lowest scum. Right at the very bottom of the human species, you know, where they can still be identified as barely human. I think probably what the healthy thing for all of us to do, and I can't do it, of course, would be to ignore these bastards. Eventually they're going to die, their bodies are going to rot, and when they go to what they think is going to be heaven, there's going to be a huge demon waiting for them who's going to rip their soul into a million pieces, devour them, eat them, and then pick his teeth with one of their arm bones. So, I'm just saying, justice does prevail eventually, right, Chris?
I hope that happens soon, and thank you very much.
All right. Appreciate you checking in. Well, if they're, you know, if they can use religious imagery, so can I. I never have had a problem with religious imagery. I think it's great. It's some of the most scary stuff I've ever seen in my life. Woo! Hieronymus Bosch. That's one of my favorites. Oh my God, so to speak. Ah. I guess that's one thing we can thank the church over the past 2,000 years. I'm not picking on Christians. The Christian church, the Catholic church, whatever you want to call it. One thing that we can thank them for is 2,000 years of some of the scariest imagery, paintings, design, tales, superstitions, legends. Man. But just think, if there was no religious, if there was no religious approach to anything, there would be no definition of evil as the religionists have put it out there. You know, there would be more a more realistic look, I think, at what constitutes negative behavior. But, you know, demon possession or devils and strange beasts that rise up out of hell and holes that go straight down to hell that spew out creatures and vapors and oh my God. But I do think that they have provided artists, the church has provided artists with an enormous palette of images and designs and things to paint about and writers and authors and poets and oh my God. So to speak. All right, listen, quick break here. We'll be right back, and then we're coming right back to your phone calls. Minimal amount of jive turkey nonsense from me tonight, so stick around. I'm Mike Pelloy. This is Air America.
On Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. 40 million Americans suffer from allergies, 17 million from asthma, 37 million from sinus infections. Here's the thought. Change the air you breathe. An Orrick Professional Air Purifier completely renews the air in an average-sized room every 10 minutes. Try it. Free for 90 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200.
Hi, it's Glenn Beck. I'm the guy with a new show on Headline News at 9 Eastern and Pacific after Nancy Grace. Why did I get a show? Well, maybe it's because I'm not afraid to say what we're all thinking. First, politicians. You get paid to work, not talk. Start fixing gas prices. Get serious about Iraq, Iran, and immigration. Next, Brittany, Paris, Tom, Katie. What kind of idols do our kids have these days? I'm just looking for a little common sense here and there. Watch me, Glenn Beck, every night on Headline News at 9 Eastern and Pacific.
Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. The House approved a measure discouraging setting a date for pulling troops out of Iraq. The Republicans pressed for the non-binding resolution, which says it's not in the national interest to set what was called an arbitrary date for withdrawal or redeployment of U.S. forces. Yesterday, the Senate tabled a measure that Republicans had offered, calling for withdrawal of U.S. troops from Iraq by the end of the year. An Iraqi official today warns the country's prison system's been infiltrated by militias. The deputy justice minister says most of the prison guards are militia members who refuse to carry out his ministry's orders. Because of that, he's asking the U.S. military to hold off on plans to transfer control of coalition detention centers to the Iraqi government. The minister says, for the time being, Iraq just does not have the means to control the prisons. American military officials say they will stay in control of the detention facilities until the Iraqis can take over. At least 10 people killed, 20 wounded after a suicide bombing at a Shiite mosque in Baghdad today. Another attack at that same mosque involving several bombers in April killed at least 85 worshippers. In a separate attack, a mortar barrage hit a commercial area north of Baghdad. That attack killed 2 people, injured 16. Today's attacks come despite the security crackdown across Baghdad that started earlier this week. They've been the bane of coalition forces in Iraq, IEDs, or improvised explosive devices. One U.S. commander says the bombs planted by the roadside have been the biggest killer of U.S. troops since the war started, but Major General James Thurman says IEDs are not taking the toll they used to. He says U.S. forces have been finding more of these devices. Part of that, he says, cleaning the trash off the streets of Baghdad. He says piles of garbage make it easier for insurgents to hide IEDs. It is probably no surprise there were cases of fraud and theft in the aftermath of the 9/11 attacks. What may be surprising is that even when authorities knew about these thefts, they reportedly didn't go after the thieves. One secret FBI document shows the FBI investigated a Minnesota company in the theft of 45 tons of donated water, clothing, tools, and generators. But the case was dropped after investigators also found an FBI agent had stolen a crystal globe from Ground Zero. 2 whistleblowers who tipped the FBI to the alleged thefts lost their jobs and got death threats after going to the FBI. This is Air America Radio News.
Welcome back. Seven past the hour. 5 years after the 9/11 attacks and 10 months after Hurricane Katrina, most American cities and states remain unprepared for catastrophe. That's according to a government analysis. This is incredible. We've spent billions, haven't we, on Homeland Security? Didn't George W. Bush and the other neo-Nazis put together the Department of Homeland Security, the biggest bureaucracy put together in the history of this republic, far exceeds anything ever put together by Lyndon Johnson and the Great Society programs, doesn't it? I think it does, with the exception of what, Medicare? But here it is. Several key areas where we are just zero, less than zero. We have failed to address emergency needs for sick, elderly, or poor people unable to help themselves. The country is too slow to issue disaster warnings and other alerts to the public. And the failure to designate a clear chain of command during major disasters. Well, just, you know, that second one there, slow to issue warnings and other alerts to the public. And I, every time I see that, I think about Rick Santorum, that evil son of a bitch from Pennsylvania who wanted to privatize weather forecasting in this country. So that if you paid a fee, if you subscribed to a weather forecasting service, well, then you would get the weather. But otherwise, you're screwed. This is what Republicans do. They are subhuman. The failure to address emergency needs. Sure, what's going to happen if there isn't I don't know, pick one, earthquake, a hurricane, a series of tornadoes, I don't know, where hundreds, thousands of people are wounded, killed. New York Times had an article the other day about emergency rooms in this country are just overloaded. People just can't get into emergency rooms, and of course that's because we don't have national health care. So that we have people going to emergency rooms who could just as easily and well, not easily, more adroitly, what am I trying to say here, get served by a private physician. But because we have 50 million people who do not have health insurance, emergency rooms have become the place where you go when you have a stomach ache or you might have swallowed some, well, that would be an emergency room thing. But you have a stomach ache or you have an ear infection or your child has a cough, and since there's no health insurance for you, you go to an emergency room. We are not prepared to take care of old people, sick people. So-called special needs people. Remember the pictures from the hurricane disaster in Katrina? All the people just sitting there, dying in wheelchairs, people on crutches, people on in ICUs, people on respirators and ventilators. They were just left to die. This is the incompetency of the Bush administration. It is astonishing. It is astonishing. This evil son of a bitch will take this country into a battle zone. We'll spend, how much have we spent now on George's attempt to grow a pair? What, you know, just forget the death. Forget all the death. Forget all the destroyed lives. Just focus on the money for a second. What's it up to now? $500 billion? Isn't it? $400-500 billion? Do you know what that would do? Never mind. Jesus. Just. Oh, my God. The report said that all of our shortfalls where it concerns taking care of ourselves, if something terrible happens, is a cause for, quote, significant national concern, end quote. Do you know what will be done now this report is out? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Not until there is a Congress, both a House and a Senate, and an administration that can allocate funds not for death and destruction and go into the pockets of this cyborg Dick Cheney and his cohorts, but to go for the things that should be taken care of. We are a society. We used to be. We are one nation under can't even say it. We live within certain boundaries. We are black and white and gay and straight and male and female and Jew, Gentile, and atheist. And the common good. Isn't that the one thing that is talked about in the Constitution to plan for, to support, to provide for the common good, the general welfare? Huh? That's how far removed the Republican Party has become. They couldn't care less. And this Bush crime family specifically, unbelievable. All right, let's go back to your phone calls. Steve is calling from Springfield, Mass. Steve, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Doing fine.
Food commodities aid thing, it's real interesting to me. I just think it's really important. I know you can't say anything like this. I'm not going to get into second-guessing you, but I just think this kind of stuff is really, I just think it's, I don't mean to be hateful, but I think it's Christianity in action. I think Christianity, I mean, I'm sorry, but I see it very much like all gods and goddesses. Christ is what you make of him. Christ is what the people make of him. It's not what Christ makes of people. And I think Christians and good Christians in this country have to start taking ownership of, people are getting cut, who are getting cut from food stamps, cut from fuel assistance. Do you know that the private companies, fuel companies, things like this, at the bottom of their pages and things, when people are getting disconnected now in the last year or so, they are now referring people to church-affiliated aid companies in their disconnect notices. This is an attempt to bring souls. This is neo-feudalism. This is an attempt to bring souls back to the church by saying, no, unless you come on your knees and confess, you're not going to get heat. You're not going to, and I'm exaggerating, obviously.
No, you're not. No, you're not. You're not exaggerating at all, because this is...
Well, I meant with the image that you have to crawl down the center aisle of the cathedral.
Well,
eventually
you do. Eventually you do. Mm-hmm. Jesus said, according to these Christian freaks, he that confesseth before man, him will I confess before my Father. So it's a basic basic structure of Christianity, that you've got to get out there and say, yeah, I'm a dirty, rotten, filthy sinner. I was born in sin. My mama was a sinner. My daddy was a sinner. Everybody's sin. I'm corrupted and corroded and filled with filth and so on and so on and so on and so on. Rather than say, I am a human being. And
this is undermining the secure, secular state with freedoms guaranteed for Christian, Muslim, Jew, atheist, Hindu, Amerindian, Native American, whatever the hell. This is undermining it, because it is saying your two religions are either capitalism, you make a big buck to buy yourself enough food, heat, and housing in this country, or if you don't worship at the shrine, or succeed at the shrine of capitalism, then we're going to refer you, instead of a decent secular government program, we're going to refer you to the church. So I'm not trying to come down too hard on Christians, but I keep hearing these people aren't Christian. Well, these people are Christian. They're a type of Christian, and we now have a schism among Christians in
the country. I can't even see them as being Christian, Steve. Listen, I got to move on. Thanks,
okay.
Pal. I appreciate what you had to say. But, I also remember my grandmother telling me that in the Bible, in the New Testament, in the Gospels, Jesus quoted as saying, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there's my church. And every time I see these crystal cathedrals and these white preachers or black preachers standing up there in their ermine and their robes and their flow and their pitch for money and their coiffed hairdos and the huge stages they stand on, and the bands and the 74 choirs and huge congregations and lots of money and gymnasiums in the basement and marriage counseling and the East Wing and ping pong in the West Wing, and 15,000 members. I think about what my grandmother told me. Maybe she was lying to me when she said that Jesus said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there is my church. And I look at the money that is being spent and the lies that are being told, and I just want to scream. But not tonight. We'll be back after the break. I'm Mike Malloy. Stay with us.
I'm thinking I'm getting a little mad.
Don't love God.
If you don't love God.
listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
The point of commercials is, of course, to get you to do something. For example, we'd like you to go to Geico.com and get a free rate quote. But if you're still not reaching for your mouse, at least do this for me. Call a friend who has Geico and ask some questions. Can Geico really save me that much money? Is their claim service as good as, well, they claim? Are they really available 24/7? Once you get your answers, we'll be right here.
Go to Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Is your yard under attack from bugs? No matter. Let the science of Bayer Advanced protect your lawn, garden, and home. And now, your wallet, too. For a limited time, save $10 by mail on Complete Insect Killer for soil and turf for maximum pest protection. You'll also save on our 1.3-gallon Complete Insect Killer for gardens or home pest control, both with an easy-to-use battery-operated sprayer. Visit BayerAdvanced.com for details. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results.
Soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malone.
It's 21 past the hour. Back to your phone calls. The number here is 866-303-2270. Ryan is calling from Delray, Florida. Ryan, welcome to the program.
Hey,
Mike, how you doing?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
Great. Happy Friday, man. I'm so glad I can talk to you. Thank you. Oh, I've been listening to you for 4 years. First time I called. So.
Well, welcome aboard.
Great. Thank you. I've heard a lot of people suggest videos and stuff on your program, and they're great, like The Power of Nightmares, I think someone suggested. Video Google is great, by the way. They got everything on there.
Yeah,
so,
they do now. Yeah, good resource.
Yeah, and I was just looking on there the other day. You know, you just look on like the top 100, and you got the Loose Change one is on there. And I stumbled across one that I haven't heard anyone talk about yet. Have you heard of this new documentary by Aaron Russo?
What's the title?
It's called America, Freedom to Fascism.
Yes, I've heard about it, haven't seen it.
My goodness, I saw the one video clip I saw. It was an interview with him. It was a 35-minute interview, I guess, to promote the documentary.
Mm-hmm.
It was on, like, the Conscious Media Network. I thought it was BBC, but it was just the English voice. This guy is on, he's on it. He's right on it right now. He just summed it all up for me. Like, I know how you get so frustrated with these people. You know, it's almost like, you know, you want to attack these neocons, and they're a bunch of morons. They're a bunch of idiots. But it's like, you know, when you got, like, dog poo on your yard, you don't get out and, like, yell at the dog poo. You know, you got to, like, look at, you know, what it, you know, you yell at the owner walking the dog. This guy is on to the owner, you know. And I've talked to, Democrats and Republicans about this documentary, and they both, like, agree with his premise and everything. This is, like, I think this documentary could really, like, unite people. It's, like, a big one. He's talking about the Fed and, you know, just how income tax came about. Income tax is defined in the U.S. Constitution as profits from corporations. You know,
yeah, well,
if you run a business.
Oh, sure, that's the way it started out. But let me ask you something. This is a free download to see the movie?
No, the movie's not out yet. It's coming out July 28th, and it premiered at Cannes. And I just can't believe no one's talking about this. I haven't heard anything about this. It's just like, so I had to call you. I had to just get it out there. Just go to video.google.com, type in Aaron Russo, AAronRusso.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the first one right there. It's a 35-minute interview with him. You'll see his face right there, like, for an interview clip. And he's just talking about the whole, I mean, he's really researched this. He says he's got some guy from the IRS on there admitting that, you know, whatever the Supreme Court says doesn't matter. We're outside that. And, you know, I just can't wait to see this thing. It's like,
okay.
It's really going to unite people, you know.
I'll do it. Hey, listen, thanks. Thanks for checking in, Ryan. I appreciate it. Thanks for the information. Don't be a stranger. Call anytime. Take care.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Take care. Carl is calling from Riverdale, Georgia, right down the road. Hey, Carl. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike. I want to tell you that I really enjoy your show, and I hope that somebody at Air Atlanta will get another station in Atlanta, because the only way I can get to you is to call you on the phone now.
Well, there is another way. You can listen online, or you can subscribe to XM Radio. And XM is not that expensive anymore. So I hear what you're saying. We were just recently taken off the air, the entire Air America Radio Network, except Al Franken, and replaced with the gibberish. But that's just the way it goes. That's the way radio works.
Well, I hope, like I said, you will, because I don't have XM Radio and all like this. I wanted to call and tell you that I figured that Karl Rove wouldn't nothing be done to him because of his puppet boy in the White House, and I was going to make sure that nothing happens, because Roe and Cheney, I feel like, are the puppet masters, and Bush is a thief and all like this and evil, but he really can't think on his feet, so he has Roe and Cheney do his thinking for him.
That's probably true to a great degree, yeah.
I just wanted, glad I could get on your radio show and keep up the good work, and hopefully you'll be back on it last soon so I can listen to you, because I enjoy Al Franken, but I enjoy your show as much. Everybody else, but you in particular, if not more so than Frank, you have as deep dislike for these morons like I do. You express it, and I get angry a lot too. So keep up the good work, Mike, and enjoy your show.
Thank you. Thank you a lot, Carl. I appreciate you checking in. Take care, pal. Peter is calling from Saratoga Springs, New York.
Mike, thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I'm just sitting here, and I have to stream you online up here. Amazing, in Saratoga Springs, New York. I don't have Air America, but I'm streaming you online.
Mm-hmm.
And just talking about yesterday and that whole debate, and I see in on a website. I don't know if I can mention any.
Oh yeah, you mentioned
okay.
one. Go ahead.
Okay, on Raw Story.
Right. One of our favorite sites.
Carl Rove. Right used net to broaden our appeal, while the left used it to mobilize hate and anger.
Oh my God! Hey, hold on a second. Hold on a second, Peter. We got to do a break here. When we come back, I want you to back up and share that quote with us again. Just stay right there. We'll be right back. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy. Stay with us.
It has no ozone anymore, and you're going to leave me for the guy next door. I'm sick of you. I'm sick of you. They arrested the mayor for an illegal favor, sold the Empire State to Japan. And Oliver North married Green Sea Court and gave birth to a little Tehran. And the Ayatollah aboard a nuclear warship. If he dies, he wants to go out in style. And there's nothing to eat that don't carry the stink of certain ways dumped in the Nile. But one thing is certainly true.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Whether you have health insurance or not, chances are you don't have dental or vision coverage. But now, with the Optimum Health Discount Card, you and your family can get substantial savings of up to 60% off every time you visit your dentist or eye care professional. Because this is not insurance, everyone is accepted, even if you or your family members have pre-existing conditions. For only $9.95 a month, you, your spouse, and your children are all covered. Your membership includes access to our combined nationwide network of over 100,000 participating dentists and eye care professionals on the iMed and Cigna Dental Networks. Call right now and you can try the Optimum Health Discount Card risk-free for 30 days. That's right. Your membership entitles you to full access to the entire Cigna Dental Network and iMed Network for you to try risk-free for 30 days. Call our toll-free number now at 1-866-333-3000. That's 1-866-333-3000. Start saving up to 60% off now on all of your dental and vision care needs. Call 1-866-333-3000. Again, 1-866-333-3000.
Hi, this is Julia Sweeney. In my new play, Letting Go of God, I come out clearly as an atheist, absolutely committed to keeping church and state separate. Won't you join me and the Freedom From Religion Foundation in waking up America to the growing dangers of theocracy? Phone 1-800-335-4021. That's 1-800-335-4021. Or visit the Freedom From Religion Foundation at ffrf.org. That's ffrf.org.
Hi, it's Glenn Beck. I know. Who's he? I'm the guy with a new show on Headline News at 9 Eastern and Pacific after Nancy Grace. Now, why would Headline News give me a show? Maybe because politically correct really isn't in my vocabulary. It's time somebody says what we're all thinking, from politics to pop culture. Every night, Headline News sets me loose. Not to save the world, just to look for some common sense. Watch me, Glenn Beck, every night on Headline News at 9 Eastern and Pacific after Nancy Grace.
We'll be right back.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Before the hour. We're talking with Peter in Saratoga Springs, New York. Now, where were we, Peter?
I was telling you about this story on Raw Story. Rove, it says, right use net to broaden our appeal, while the left use it to mobilize hate and anger. Broaden our appeal.
Right, right.
Therein lies the issue. Because the interest is in their appeal, in the external almost, rather than taking care of people, rather than helping people. It's in the they want to appeal, but they want to do nothing for it, basically.
Right, but what the Republicans understand, or think they understand, is that they represent the coarse base kind of reptilian part of human nature that we haven't evolved away from yet, and that's what they're talking about appeal. They understand that exists in other people as well as it exists in Republicans. It's just that in other people it is not as finely developed as it is in, say, pick a name, Karl Rove, Dick Cheney. They have branched off into a different evolutionary
yes.
path. And that's what they're talking about, broad appeal. They're appealing to the kind of hatred and disinterest and self-centeredness and murderous aspect of humans that, you know, still exists in our brainstems. I think it's still there. So I think that's what they mean by appeal, don't you?
Well, yes, and let me just take that out again. And let me say it this way. To have our representative sit in Washington, though, and watch this form of appeal, that's why the check is there for the balance. In order for those representatives to do that, each and every one of them, we need to replace. There should be like a voteincumbent.com, both on the right and left. And because you were absolutely on when you said earlier about every Democrat yesterday that voted.
Yeah, the 42 of them.
Yes. Can you imagine this? Can you imagine this?
Well, if I'm high enough, yeah.
Well, I'm close. I'm streaming. I'm streaming, hammered, and talking to Mike Malloy.
Well, Peter, hammering. Are you what? Are you a carpenter? An artist? What?
No, hammered.
Oh, you're hammered. Never mind. All right, Peter, thanks for checking in. I appreciate it, pal. You have a nice evening. Don't drive anywhere. Just, you know, stay home. Ed is calling from the Florida Keys. Ed, welcome to the program. We're Ed in the Keys.
I'm here. Around the Big Pine Key.
Oh, okay. North of Key West, but south
of... Yeah, 30 miles. About 30 miles north of Key West.
Yeah, well...
Yeah, thanks for taking the call.
Sure, sure.
Okay, I'll get to it. I have a pretty short hope.
Okay.
I want to go back a little, and I'm wondering why, if they're going to destroy these voting records, tell me if I'm wrong, about Ohio, mm-hmm. the evidence.
Right.
Why we can't have a class action suit to freeze these records and have them analyzed or held at least for future historians. And I don't like the idea of these records being destroyed. And I understand after three years or something like that, they are purged.
Well, I'll try and answer. I think it's up to the there are no all-encompassing federal laws regarding voting, except where it concerns trying to stop people from voting. The Voting Rights Act, but there's no universal system. Or universally accepted and federally mandated system of conducting these elections. It's usually set up by, for the most part, states, but in some instances, I believe, even counties. So I think the only person that could sue would be someone in the state of Ohio. That's A. B, the Supreme Court has been reluctant to get involved in these kinds of cases. That's what made the ruling on December 12th, 2000 so horrific, when they decided to step in to a state, what was essentially a state battle, what to do in Florida about continuing the counting or not, and the Supreme Court stepped in and took over, which was up to that point, I think, pretty much unprecedented. So there's a rat's nest here, and I'm not sure, Ed, how I don't even think I understand it, but I think the bottom line is a lawsuit can be filed. I don't know if it would be civil or criminal. I don't know how it would be handled, but I think it would have to be an Ohioan filing in Ohio. And even then, it would probably just get shuffled aside and maybe work its way up to the Supreme Court 10, 12 years from now.
Okay, but what I'm suggesting now is that anybody in Ohio that thinks this is a good idea, get together with other people and do it.
Well,
take a try.
Yeah, I think a lot of people know how I feel that way, but so many of us are just so fatigued. I hope there are people in Ohio. There have been. I mean, there's been a strong effort by progressives, by liberals, by Democrats, by Greens, by independents, to especially Greens and independents. The Democrats were slow to get on board this, to challenge what happened in Ohio. But the theft and the knavery and the lies and the deception by this pig Blackwell just continues. It just continues. These people are above the law. You've got to understand that, Ed. They do not operate within the same legal structure that you and I are forced to operate in, or you and I will go to jail. These people operate outside the law. They can invade countries when they want to with no provocation. They can steal elections. They can cut off babies and old people from food supplements. And they can say that Jesus told them to do it. So I don't know what to tell you. I wish I were in Key West.
Okay. I'll be too sure. We're waiting for the next one. But anyhow, let me clear my mind. I still think that if somebody were to file a suit, a class action, then it would freeze them destroying the records. Even if it took 12 years, the truth might come out.
Okay, well, I'm sure that has been thought about. Maybe it's even in the works. I just don't know. Big Pine Key, did you say?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's nice. That's nice.
It's all right down here. Yeah, yeah.
Well,
okay.
How long have you lived in Big Pine Key?
30 years.
30?
Yeah.
So part of your working life, you were there?
I'm still working.
Oh,
I'm
what
70,
do you do?
72 and still working.
Yeah, well, that's probably because you want to or because you have to?
Both.
Both. Well, may I ask what you do in Big Pine Key? You don't have any factories there, that's for damn sure.
No, I work for a community college.
Oh, really? There's a community college in Big Pine Key?
No, it's in Key West.
Oh, I see. You commute. Yeah, a stupid me.
No.
I like Deer Key. Are the little deer still down there?
Yeah, they're supposed to be starving, and the law prevents people from feeding. That's just something that I caught as an aside on the local newspaper.
Oh,
and
really?
I'm sure they're all working on it, all the conservationists and whatever. Okay. Well, thanks.
All right, listen, watch out for storms, okay?
Oh, I have all my plans made. Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, you know, how good are your plans going at the overseas highway? What is it? One lane each way, isn't it?
I leave as soon as there's any danger of a storm hitting this area. I'm out of here.
Yeah. Okay.
And,
all right. Well, Ed.
And in 3 hours, you're out of the Keys.
That's true. And unless there's a wreck.
And then from there, you can watch where the storm's going. Little advice, you know, for everybody. And if it starts to go the wrong way towards you again, you just keep going north.
That makes sense.
So you need a good car and tires and maintenance.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right. Ed, I hope you call in again. Watch the
I will call in again because I'm going to, I want to annoy a few of the people that need annoying.
Sounds good. Watch for the storm clouds. Take care, Ed. Good to hear from you. I love the Keys. Oh, my God, I love the Keys. Continuing. Diane is calling from Fort Myers, Florida. Diane, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Well, hi.
Hey.
I wanted to first off say happy Father's Day.
Well,
I feel that's important.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
And you are a good one. I can tell just by how you talk about your family.
Well, I sure love my kids, that's for sure.
Oh. But I wanted to bring up the fact that I'm angry.
No, you're angry? Here in George Bush's America? What have you got to be angry about?
I listened to Dick Durbin on C-SPAN on the Senate floor yesterday, yeah, arguing for the simple fact of these support your troops neocon pigs standing there wanting Bush has put out to raise the copay, even something so simple, on a prescription drug for our military soldiers from $3 to $15 a prescription.
Yeah.
And these are the guys that need it most now, coming back injured, you know, and $15 on a private's pay is a lot of money when you're having to have several prescriptions a month.
Yeah.
You know, it adds up.
Absolutely.
And then they have the audacity to act like they are the patriotic ones.
They don't. Republicans don't support the troops because...
No, they don't. They're their enemy.
Military service to a Republican is as foreign as, you know, taking a trip to Trafalgar. Hey, hold
on
a second.
I wanted to ask you, too.
All right, let me get you hold on a second, Diane, because we got to take a quick break here. We'll be right back. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy. Stay with us.
Show on Air America Radio.
I'm Bob Harris to tell you about my new Smart Balance Omega Plus Light Mayonnaise with flax oil and plant sterols. New Smart Balance Omega Mayo has 500 milligrams of omega-3s per serving, natural plant sterols to help offset cholesterol, and half the fat and calories of regular mayonnaise. Enjoy my new Smart Balance Omega Light Mayonnaise in salads and sandwiches. You get an omega-3 wallop in every tasty dollop of my new Smart Balance Light Mayonnaise.
Hi, it's Glenn Beck. I'm the guy with a new show on Headline News at 9 Eastern and Pacific after Nancy Grace. Why did I get a show? Well, maybe it's because I'm not afraid to say what we're all thinking. First, politicians. You get paid to work, not talk. Start fixing gas prices. Get serious about Iraq, Iran, and immigration. Next, Brittany, Paris, Tom, Katie. What kind of idols do our kids have these days? I'm just looking for a little common sense here and there. Watch me, Glenn Beck, every night on Headline News at 9 Eastern and Pacific.
neocons. Don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's about 10 before the hour. We are talking with Diane in Fort Myers. Okay, where were we, Diane?
Yeah, I was talking about the neocon pigs. But no, I wanted to bring up, you got a phone call earlier from that guy, Chris, out of New Orleans.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering why he hasn't pondered the thought of all the millions, hundreds of millions of dollars that people around the world donated to the Katrina victims. Where did it go, just like the 911 victims?
Yeah, that's
money.
A good question.
Isn't that odd?
Yeah, it is.
And nobody even asked where it went, which is norm for this, big corporate-owned fake news media that we've got in this country.
Yeah, I guess most of it was turned over to the Salvation Army and the Red Cross. I'd be curious to, I guess it's none of our business. You know.
I don't know. They have no money.
Yeah,
and I wanted to say one more thing, if I could.
Sure.
That is, I'm losing it because I was on here so long. I don't know. I'm lost, so I'm going to let you go.
All right. Thanks.
Hey, you have a good Father's Day. I do want to. I mean that.
Well, thank you, Diane. It's very
you
sweet.
You have family values, sir.
Yeah, well, okay. Thank you. I do. Thanks, Diane. I appreciate it. Take care. Email here from Lewis, who wishes me a happy Blooms Day. Do you all know what the reference is? Anyway, he says, let's see, if you read one page of Ulysses on the air each night, that should take us right to the Hillary Clinton impeachment hearings. What is that book, about 800 pages long? That's a long sucker. It's the worst novel in the English language. The reference, of course, is this is the day, June 16th, that encompasses the entire book. It was Stephen Dedalus and all the characters wandering around Dublin on June 16th.
Was that James Joyce disaster?
You know damn good well what it was.
The artist crap guy. I still hate James Joyce.
It's the worst novel ever written.
Well, I never could figure out why he was touted as an author. I had to read two or three of his nightmares in high school and college, and I never could get into it.
After being force-fed Ulysses, I gave up. No thanks. No more James Joyce. And our good friend James Taylor, who not the singer, but the guy here in Atlanta who's a librarian, has insisted over the years that that I was crazy, that James Joyce defines English literature. Yeah, okay. That's a good idea, starting half a page, take us right up to the impeachment of Hillary Clinton. That's, I love that. Happy Blooms Day. All right. Who's next in the barrel here? Paul is calling from Michigan. Paul, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Yeah, hi, Mike.
Hey.
Just as you mentioned Hillary Clinton, I was thinking the election is my prediction of the oligarchy. They'll hand us, this would be a nightmare, Condoleezza Rice versus Hillary Clinton. Could you imagine that they're going to give us?
Well, I don't think Condoleezza Rice will really run for anything. Do you? I mean, the Republicans talk about
John
it.
John McCain, we can throw that him out.
Oh, McCain. Oh, don't get me started. But, yeah.
John McCain versus Hillary Clinton. Whatever they want to throw at us, you know.
Really?
The Tivis Van Tivis' con job, whatever you want to go with it. But anyways, what I want to get to is, it just never ceases to amaze me that there are so many people in this country that continue to refuse to recognize the reality that there is no war on terrorism. When it comes to this administration,
well, it's an impossibility.
It's a racket for blood money, profit, and power.
Mm-hmm.
And people will continue. Millions of these neocons and the dittoheads in this country will continue to refuse to recognize that reality. And what's coming up next? Because they know we're going to war in Iran. Iran.
Do you think
setting us up? And something I'm scared to death that these pirates, these evil bastards, they're going to set off a second edition of 9-1-1. And I never could understand, Mike, when September 11th happened, how do you get a president under his watch, you have that happen, And people, I could never understand that. And I want to ask your audience, how do people ever decide, when a president has something that happened under his watch and he becomes very popular? Rudy Giuliani became very popular. He was that son of a bitch. Well, I don't even say, I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. We caught it.
But I'm sorry about that.
That's all right.
But, you know, we're venting, you know, tonight because it's, and I don't understand, it was under their watch. And why do people, when it's under their watch, how do they become so popular? It should be going the other direction.
I don't know.
I can never understand that psychology.
It's because, and I think we've talked about this, I think a lot of people have talked about this, we are the most politically naive and stupid population ever gathered together for, you know, to be herded into a fascist state. We don't pay attention. We don't figure it out. We don't know history. We don't know our own history. We don't know a world history, even a smattering of it. Just enough to understand, for example, why the U.S. Embassy in Tehran was taken over and hostages were taken in 1979. You know, what prompted that? Nobody knows. Nobody knows. We are stupid people, and because of that, we are going to be sheared like sheep by whatever fascist that comes along that has the strength of character to continue with the shearing, because the American people aren't going to do anything. At least that's what the fascists think. I happen to think otherwise. I happen to think that there's going to be a tipping point, and when that point is reached, there is going to be a giant awakened, and it's going to be the same giant that rose up against England.
That's what.
250
Mike,
years
why
ago.
People like me call broadcasts like yours, because we're fighting for to wake up America.
I hear you. Hey, listen, we got to go. Thanks. I appreciate you checking in, Paul. Take care. All right, Truth Seekers, a break here. We'll be back for the final hour tonight. Stick around, and we're going to play the Good News Week thing again in the first segment. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
This is Air America's Jerry Springer. The plight of refugees worldwide does not reach the headlines nearly as often as it should. But away from the headlines, there's a lot being done to help. The United Nations Refugee Agency is at the forefront, working every day to lessen the plight of millions of displaced people. June 20th is World Refugee Day. All of us at Air America Radio urge you to find out more about the work that goes on year-round and how you can help. Visit UNHCR.org or AirAmerica.com.
Does your vacuum cleaner earn its keep? Hi, I'm David Orrick. My 8-pound Orrick XL is so powerful it cleans the world's finest hotels, yet it uses one-third as much electricity as most other uprights. Try my Orrick XL risk-free, and I'll give you my $100 cordless iron as a gift. Call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200. Nobody works harder to give you more value for your money than I do.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. The U.S. military's investigation into the reported killings of 24 Iraqi citizens by patrolling Marines last November is now finished, but the results are not known. The report has been turned over to the commander of U.S. ground forces in Iraq. Investigators not only looked into the deaths, but also probed whether the Marines and their superiors may have lied about how the incident occurred and whether officers failed to properly conduct the initial investigation. Days after cutting grants to many cities across the country, the Department of Homeland Security released a report Friday that says most cities and states are unprepared to deal with a major catastrophe. At the top of the list are Washington, D.C., one of the targets of the 9/11 attacks, and New Orleans, which just 10 months ago suffered the devastation of Hurricane Katrina. The report also named Dallas and Oklahoma City as cities unprepared. It says the greatest needs are evacuation plans, resource management, and dealing with the disabled, the elderly, and non-English-speaking residents in an emergency. Former President Bill Clinton was the keynote speaker at a groundbreaking ceremony for the Columbine Memorial in Littleton, Colorado.
This memorial is not only so that you will never forget the people you loved, but so that through your life, you can honor theirs.
Clinton told hundreds in attendance he would write a check to wipe out a fundraising shortfall, enabling organizers to meet the memorial's $1.5 million price tag. A convoy of big rig trucks, RVs, and highway officials left San Francisco Friday on the way to Washington, D.C. to mark the 50th anniversary of the nation's interstate highway system. The great-grandson of President Dwight D. Eisenhower, who made the interstate highway system the centerpiece of his administration, is riding in the league truck. Merrill Eisenhower Atwater says it's wonderful to be part of such an important cog in the nation's economy.
It's absolutely a thrill to be a part of something that's shaped the face of this country.
In 1919, a young Lieutenant Colonel Dwight D. Eisenhower made a similar trip from California to D.C. It was that trip that convinced the future president to invest in a nationwide interstate highway system that became his presidential legacy. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
joy in your eyes. It's been shining down upon me now.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. All right, we want to share with you one more time the Good News Week sound montage that Kathy's put together. These are statements from Bush and Tony Snow about all the wonderful things that have gone on in the past week, vis-a-vis the war in Iraq, vis-a-vis other issues that Chuckle Nuts is so fond of talking about and touting. My opinion on this can be found at my blog site, MikeMalloy.com, or AirAmericaRadio.com/MikeMalloy. The idiocy and the horror of what has occurred this past week that the Bush crime family is saying is good news. So, without further ado, let's play this montage of words from Bush and Tony Snow and one sunglasses-wearing reporter at the very end. Here it is.
I can't get back into that question because, frankly, I'm totally incompetent on it.
You know, right after September the 11th, I vowed that day, after September the 11th, to do everything I could to protect the American people. There's going to be tough days ahead and more sacrifice for Americans.
Yeah, it's a number, and every time there's one of these 500 benchmarks, people want something.
The rules of warfare, as we used to know them, are out the window. I mean, there's no rules of warfare. Now, these people picked up off the battlefield, and they're very dangerous. Eventually, these people will have trials. Struggle against those who have no ideology. Well, they got an ideology, but it's an ideology that is dark and dismal. It's one that doesn't respect human dignity. The way to defeat that ideology is with an ideology of light. Today, I have come to look Prime Minister Maliki in the eyes. Well, no question about Prime Minister Maliki's. Well, you know, when he walked in, I didn't fear. Prime Minister Maliki is promoting reconciliation. The concept of reconciliation kept coming up. People know they've got to reconcile the past. He's going to soon appoint a reconciliation committee to support his efforts to help him reconcile the past. Prime Minister, I think, was reconciliation. Trying to figure out how to reconcile an ugly past with a hopeful future, and part of that is reconciliation.
There's actually a cabinet portfolio for reconciliation.
Ba'ath Party membership in order to secure a job or to be able to get an advanced degree should be, shouldn't be held against a person. And I think they're willing to balance the difference between terror and expediency in the right word, but terror and a membership of a party to advance one's, life. The answer to electricity is sooner the better. It's hot over there.
Can you define what a permanent base is?
Talk to the Prime Minister about possible amnesty.
I'm not going to negotiate from here.
If you can kill innocent life in order to shake somebody's will, go ahead and do it. I'm a high-value target for some.
Seize the moment. Seize this opportunity.
I'm not going to put our government at risk to achieve a very important trip. Ample notification that I was coming. Given somebody a chance to plan. Half my cabinet didn't know about it. I trust Karl Rove, and he's an integral part of my team.
Well, tell me, apparently you've indicted Karl. You tell me.
Appreciate the job that the prosecutor did. Obviously, he took a sigh of relief when he made the decision he made.
Don't try to get me to bite on it, because I'm not going to do it. You can finish the question. I'll give you the same answer.
Are you going to ask that question with shades on? No, I'm interested in the shade look, seriously.
All right, I'll keep it then.
For the viewers, there's no sun.
I guess it depends on your perspective.
Touché.
Have you heard the news? What did it say? Who's won that race? What's the weather like today? What's the weather like today?
All right, we apologize for that ending. I got a little maxed out there, a little hot at the very end when the music started again. But I think you get the flavor of that, right? I'm going to share something, an email that came in here from, who's this from? Jerry. And regarding the report that came out, when did it come out? Wednesday, Thursday, just last couple of days, that $1.4 billion was stolen, I think was the word, or taken in the Katrina disaster by fraudulent means. And I can't. I said the other night, this how is this possible? Well, Jerry writes, Mike, I firmly believe that the Republicans brought this report out so people will not feel sorry for the Katrina refugees. Also, the Republicans wanted to show that regular people are just as crooked as the Republicans. It came out the same time the report came out on how inadequately we are prepared for disaster. This is a preparation for the election, so the Democrats cannot easily bring out what happens to the Katrina refugees. So the Democrats can talk about the contractors who have ripped off the Katrina refugees and Iraqis by companies like Halliburton. There could be maybe a few million dollars lost, but I want to see exact amounts that they can prove was taken falsely. They're talking about the same thing each time. How many New Orleans people are still without real homes, still living in tents? They're still finding dead people, over 1,000 that should not have died. This also shows discrimination against poor or black people. Look at the contractors under the Army Corps of Engineers. They've not taken action to help prevent the place from flooding over the years. P.S. After the government and corporations have stolen from Americans, I wouldn't care if they got $1 billion back. Maybe they're learning from the crooks running our government who is stealing from them. If we can't, excuse me, if we can't take care of Americans, Jerry asks, how could we ever help the Iraqis? Yeah, I've had some problems with that number too. I mean, Jesus, I know that Dick Cheney and all the companies he's involved with are just highwaymen. They're bandits. They're gangs of killers and thieves. But they had to go overseas to steal billions. How do they steal 1.6 billion in this country? Well, just blame it on the little folk. Divert our attention. Talk about the porn tapes. Talk about the season's football tickets. Talk about $200 worth of champagne. $200 out of 1.6 billion? Oh, come on. Talk about stuff like that. These are evil sons of bitches. They would do anything to divert attention. I'm talking about the Republicans. They would do anything, say anything, produce anything to divert attention away from the truth. And the truth is they're incapable of governing. And not only are they incapable of governing, but when they attempt it, people die. People die by the hundreds and thousands and tens of thousands and now hundreds of thousands. It's a disaster. Why is there any support left for this corrupt, filthy Bush crime family regime? Why is there any support left? What have they done? I'll toss it out here the last 45 minutes of the program. Same thing I have asked several times. And that is simply, if there's a Republican out there who wants to call this program and who can use, coherent sentences with subject, verb, and object, if you know what I'm talking about, and share with us just one thing that the Republicans in the House, the Senate, or this polluted mass of scum that have clustered in the White House, what they have done to benefit the American people. One thing. I keep that on the table all the time. You can't do it, but, we'll put it out again. All right, back to your phone calls. Charlie is calling from Boston. Charlie, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on. Thanks, Charlie.
What's going on?
Just sitting here doing a radio program. What's going on with you?
I caught that last clip there from El Jefe there about the gentleman with the glasses.
Right.
Because I heard that on Randy's program too. I listen to you two guys all the time. And I am a blind DAV.
Well, that must have resonated with you a little bit more than a sighted person, right?
If you want to know, it sticks in my craw big time.
I'll bet it does, Charlie.
It was in poor taste, and coming from a gentleman who has no taste to begin with, I am not surprised. But it's bad enough that I've had to deal with this issue for the last 2 years because this has only just recently happened to me. I have glaucoma, and then to have my so-called commander in chief, leader of the free world, make a snide comment like that, even if it was meant to be as a joke to a visually impaired person who was there to gather information to disseminate to the American people, that to me was an absolute poor taste. Very, very poor.
Yeah, it's beyond poor taste. It's Bush. Bush is a jackass. To him, that was a fun thing. Hold on a second. Let me put you on hold for a second, Charlie. We'll come back after the break. Stay with us, Truth Seekers. I'm Mike Molloy.
Sitting in a White House garden, talking to the Lord.
but my thoughts would be busy, busy hatching if I only had a brain. I am the egghead. I'm the commander. I'm the giant.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Will Israel ever see an end to violence? How will the war against Iraq's insurgents impact Israel? Will changes on the Supreme Court have any effect on the Jewish community? Is anti-Semitism in Europe on the rise? What can be done about it? For a look behind the headlines, read the Forward, the nation's Jewish newspaper. The Forward reveals the personalities, motivations, and histories that are fueling the news abroad. The Forward also provides an in-depth look at issues affecting us at home, with comprehensive reports on everything from politics and religion to culture and the arts. It even has its own matchmaking section for Jewish singles. Try 4 weeks free, then be billed $24.95 for another 26 issues. Not satisfied? Just write cancel on the bill and keep the first four issues free.
Call now, 800-641-2626 for the Forward. That's 800-641-2626.
Waited a long time for Mr. Saddam Hussein to disarm.
He'll say, oh, I'm disarming, after he said he has no arms.
He's the stupidest man on earth. 22 past the hour. Back to Charlie in Boston. All right, you're very pissed off about Bush. Butch. Oh my God, I've been calling him Butch all night. Bush's so-called joke. What else, Charlie?
Well, you know, Mike. You know, it's bad enough El Jefe there made the comment on the air there, but you know. People like myself, we don't want pity, we don't want sympathy, and we don't need stupid jokes like that, because
right.
They can be hurtful. And me, I don't care, but somebody else, it might be hurtful. But you know what? We damn sure as hell want to be treated with respect.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Absolutely.
We can, you know, we're disabled, but by God, we're still human beings, and maybe we lost our eyesight, you know, no fault of our own. But we want respect. We earned it.
Well, I agree with you, Charlie. But you're dealing with a man who has no concept of. Or I don't mean you're dealing with him personally. America is dealing with a man. The world is dealing with a man who has no concept of respect on any level. You know, he's a punk, a thug. And a playground bully, and this is how they operate. Charlie, let me.
Let's pray to God that after November the Democrats do something about it.
I hope so. Thanks for checking in, pal. I appreciate your call. All right. Hold on a second here. Let me. How about Peter in Seattle? Peter, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Hey there. Good evening. I'm sorry I've gotten extremely emotional over the last couple of phone calls. My father is a professional artist. He lost most of his vision in macular degeneration, and according to genetics, I've got about 20 years to get used to that idea.
Yeah, I hear you.
But the original concept I've called up for was a somewhat more simplistic view of life that, you know, a lot of the decline and fall of Western civilization can probably trace to very simple ideas like something really stupid like the red on red. You know, when an absolute law gets broken for a convenient exception.
Mm-hmm.
But you asked earlier about Ulysses, and the thing about Ulysses that makes it a popular book among a lot of people is the fact that it's a stream of consciousness novel. Stream of consciousness does not require a lot of secondary thought or follow-up considerations to your actions.
Yeah, but Peter, as long as you brought it up, my problem with that, if it's my stream of consciousness...
Yes, I know. That's what I'm trying to.
Then
trying
I can.
Point
then
out.
I can. Then I can deal with it because I'm not. I'm not aware. I'm not aware.
That's the Republican point of view. Is the idea that the person in the book does not know what the hell else is going on. It's only the point of view of themselves. They don't understand what else and anybody else is going on. They don't really don't care.
Well, that's an interesting take on it.
And I realize it's an individual point of view, but it was I sort of, like I say, I lost my cool over the last couple of phone calls about the guy
sure.
who got called in. But aside from one other point of view that I'd leave anybody else who happens to be living with, having worked for a Canadian company for a couple of years and having to deal with the Canadian health industry versus the U.S. health industry, I got left in the waiting room of a general hospital, a city general hospital, for 12 hours with blood poisoning and came, according to the person who eventually saw me, a half an hour from death.
In Canada?
In San Francisco.
Oh, in San Francisco.
San Francisco General Hospital. I recommend that anybody who actually has health insurance do not go to San Francisco General.
Yeah.
Even the guy at the door will say, "What are you doing here?" However, in Calgary, I went in for a simple back spasm. They saw me in under an hour, gave me whatever it is that I needed in treatment.
Mm.
When, like I say, I was working for a Canadian company. When I was working for them, my health insurance was covered from door to door.
Right, right.
So, I mean, from the point of view of a father who's gone blind from macular degeneration and a future where I have to look forward of a similar fate, despite the fact that I work professionally as an artist and a technician where eyes are like the second most important feature that I have,
mm-hmm.
and where I have heard the doctor who sat at my father's bedside when looking through his eyeball and saying, "God, it's like looking like at a sinking ship."
Oh, my God.
And the lack of consideration that somebody might have for somebody
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well, maybe, you've got 20 years. Maybe
If I'm lucky, yes.
Maybe in that period of time, there will be the people in this country will come to our collective senses and demand, first of all, the Republicans all leave, and that the
anybody for that matter. I mean, for God's sake, I've never come to tears over anything up until about 10 minutes ago when I was really thinking about trying to explain what I wanted to call in and say.
I know.
And listening to a couple of phone calls, I have broken down.
But maybe in that period of time, single payer or universal health care will be available in this country. Hey, listen, we've got a break here. Peter, thanks for checking in. I appreciate it. I'm sorry you got upset from listening, but I certainly understand. But take care, okay? All right. Take care. We'll talk again. Thanks, Peter. We have a break here. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Living. It is not hard to do. Nothing to kill or die. And no religion, too. It's a good idea. Imagine all the people.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Bob Harris to tell you about my new Smart Balance Omega Plus Light Mayonnaise with flax oil and plant sterols. New Smart Balance Omega Mayo has 500 milligrams of omega-3s per serving, natural plant sterols to help offset cholesterol, and half the fat and calories of regular mayonnaise. Enjoy my new Smart Balance Omega Light Mayonnaise in salads and sandwiches. You get an omega-3 wallop in every tasty dollop of my new Smart Balance Light Mayonnaise.
You know the feeling, dreading each and every time your phone rings because it might be one of your creditors looking to collect. Well, pay close attention because relief is on the way. Debt Relief USA will negotiate and settle all your credit card debt for about half of what you owe without filing bankruptcy. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you need to call 800-516-6568 now. Debt Relief USA has been helping thousands of people just like you become debt-free, in most cases in less than 36 months, excluding Maryland and New York.
My credit card bills were out of control. I was mad. Maxed out and $22,000 in debt. I had no idea how I was going to pay off the money I owed, much less make my monthly payment. That's when I called Debt Relief USA. They set up a plan for me, and I settled for only 40% of what I owed. I am back in control. Thank you, Debt Relief USA.
Call Debt Relief USA today for your free consultation. 800-516-6568. Pay your creditors. Avoid bankruptcy. Call now. 800-516-6568. 800-516-6568.
This is Air America's Jerry Springer. The plight of refugees worldwide does not reach the headlines nearly as often as it should. But away from the headlines, there's a lot being done to help. The United Nations Refugee Agency is at the forefront, working every day to lessen the plight of millions of displaced people. June 20th is World Refugee Day. All of us at Air America Radio urge you to find out more about the work that goes on year-round and how you can help. Visit UNHCR.org or AirAmerica.com.
We'll be right back.
develop technology so that someday your house is like a little generating plant. It's possible to capture the sun, feed it into your house. I think that's a pretty interesting idea.
Yeah, you would, wouldn't you? All right. It's about 25 before the hour. Diane is calling from Boulder. Hey, Diane. Welcome to the program.
Hi-dee-ho.
Hi.
Hi. I understand why Rove wasn't indicted. As the commentator said on Air America, Fitzgerald no longer has to worry about his family disappearing on a cruise ship out at sea.
Yeah, well, you make a good point.
It's hard to deal with because we want things to be simple, but we knew this wasn't going to be easy.
Right.
Even if the Democrats take back Congress, they have to expect a do-nothing Republican half even worse than what we have right now.
Hmm.
I don't expect them, or any Republican who was concerned with ethics, to ever back down from what they did corrupting the rest of the planet, considering how much crime they've had.
Right.
It takes a lot of courage for a criminal to become self-sacrificing. There was this thief out in California who was burglarizing a house, and he turned himself in, even though he knew he was up for the three strikes law, because he had pictures of the person who owned the house molesting a kid.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that case, and they busted the burglar and the guy molesting the kid.
The guy molesting the kid, I think he got 30 years, but the person who was turning him in, three strikes and you're out, meaning I think it's life sentence.
No parole.
No parole.
Right.
We know the Republicans don't have enough courage to be the thief. We know they'd probably sympathize with the sex offender.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh my
Even
God.
If they get someone new in, a new Republican even, they're going to show him around, they're going to get him used to getting corrupt, getting him so deep that he can't back out, and tell him the only way he can really grab onto power is to corrupt everybody else that comes down the line after him. Especially with the Northern Mariana Islands, they know sex offenders. They've kept them in power.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
They know that they cannot ever back down. Abramoff Republicans, neocons, theatricists, they're like sex offenders because they will never reform. They don't see the point why they should. They don't know how. And the system cannot do anything short of torture them to stop them. So we're going to have more than what we expect in terms of the primaries, in terms of getting people elected, because everyone says, oh, when the Democrats get subpoena power, it's going to be okay. No, when the Democrats get subpoena power, it's going to be like Fitzgerald. Maybe you get something through the system. Maybe your investigators don't get beaten up. I think, was it like grass thief investigator?
Yeah, yeah. One was brutally assaulted by somebody all dressed in black. No money taken, nothing. Just beat the hell out of her.
And that's for a Republican investigative team.
That's
how serious this is. And I still think that people believe if they're polite enough and they follow the rules, and everybody puts on their little hat and little coat and votes, somehow that's going to be okay, that the voting machines are not going to be queered up or bashed up. I mean, we haven't got to brute force yet. They can have boxes in people's homes the night before and sort of tinker with them. So there's always a reasonable doubt that they are not as corrupt as you think. They will get to the baseball bats if they feel there's a surge enough of people that will vote against them. They will get to the point, and we have to be prepared.
Well, you know what they say, if you've been invited to a knife fight, bring a gun.
If you bring a gun, I mean, the Chicago way. I mean, as you mentioned with Drobny this week, he's like saying, excuse me, this is Chicago.
All right.
You expect somebody to be indicted? I mean, I understand his point of view. It's an awareness of deep corruption where vote early, vote twice. He knew what was going down, and we sort of thought maybe if Fitzgerald wanted to have some lasting fame or lasting sense of ego, he'd walk the path that would get us to that point. But all of their power is dedicated to not having one of their main architects put on the sidelines during an elective process.
That's right. That's right.
They would rather have
wait a minute. You don't subscribe to the idea that Rove was indicted, but it's been sealed, and it's not going to come out until such time as it can't do any damage to the Republicans? You don't believe that?
Considering that we know about both elections, we have proof that the elections were brought out and corrupted. We have documentation. Does it matter right now? No matter what we say about Rolling Stone and Robert Kennedy Jr., does it matter?
Well, doesn't it matter in the sense of picking these bastards off? If Irving Libby was corrupt, Rove is corrupt, if we can pick them off. And the reason I bring this up, because I believe that Jason Leopold's story and the story that Mark Ash put at Truth Out was absolutely correct, that he has been indicted, that it has been deep sixed or sealed or whatever the hell the legal term is, because these people are too powerful to allow it to happen. They're too powerful and too corrupt. I
agree, but look where they placed us. We're the conspiracy theorists because we believe that. Look how they place us with Ann Coulter. My God, we know that she is saying abominable things. Mm. But as someone pointed, I think it was on Marin's show, you know, this is not about the widows of 9/11. They're easy. They already went through commission. Everyone knows their strength. It's not going to be denied because that puta wants to say something.
Yeah.
It's toward the fighting Democrats.
That's true.
All of those veterans who want to say, because I've had experience in war, you should listen to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Making that detachment, saying, "Well, who are you? I'm like a cheese puff eating, like fighting keyboardist. I have more opinions than you do, and therefore they count more." They want us to devalue what our own hearts tell us.
Yeah, that's...
They want us to doubt just because their voices are louder.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, we have a press that believes in just having ugly, bitch-slapping fights.
I know.
It doesn't matter with who, doesn't matter with what. It's summer. Everybody's going out to the island. All of the monkeys are in charge, and they will have whatever spectator sports they want that doesn't get them in trouble with their bosses.
That's so true. That's so true. Diane, I got to move on. I'm so glad you called. It's always good to hear from you. You certainly add an element to this program that I appreciate. Thanks a lot, okay?
Give my love to the family.
I'll do it. Thanks. Thanks, Diane. She cracks me up. I love it when Diane calls in. I love it when most folks call in, but I particularly love it when Diane calls in. And here's one of your favorites. Marge is calling from Indiana. Hey, Marge.
Hello there.
How you doing?
Anybody I can. Easy ones twice.
How's everything in the Corn Belt?
Growing hotter than hell. How's it where you are?
Very pleasant, except the air is unbreathable, but that's a different story. So what's up, Marge?
Before I forget, I'm not a doctor. I don't even play one on TV, but that fellow that called a couple from Seattle a couple of calls before about macular degeneration.
Yes.
I've heard something about a nutritional concentration that might help them. Something as simple as an intensified nutrition complex that could help his eyesight, it's worth looking into.
Well, do you...
I think it's called High Health. And outside of that, I can't tell you a whole lot more.
Okay, all right.
HighHealth.com.
Well, if he's still listening, maybe he'll check out or try to research the website.
Okay, very good. And back to those lovely people that are taking over our government. People wonder why it's so important about, the judges that we appoint, not just the Supreme Court, but the rest of the places, too. Today, Delta is filing for bankruptcy, and they're trying to dump the pilot's pension plan onto the government. Doesn't that just warm the cockles of your heart?
Oh, it's unbelievable. I swear that
I do too, quite frequently.
Delta is based here in Atlanta, so this is the whole Delta soap opera has been front page news here in Atlanta. Delta pilots, Delta flight attendants, Delta mechanics have been savaged by these right-wing non-union bastards that live down here in the buckle of the Bible Belt.
Uh-huh.
It's just been horrible to watch how employees of Delta have been brutalized by right-wingers down here. And the thing that intrigues me, these right-wingers will fly on Delta. And if Delta were run the way they would like to have, the right-wingers would like to have Delta run, there might be 16-year-old pilots on board or drunk mechanics. No offense to mechanics or pilots, but it's crazy. When I heard that today, that Delta wants to do away with the pension plan. I just thought, Jesus, God, Marge, it never stops. It just never stops.
There, you know, I wish I would have had it in front of me. There's a book called Pensions in Crisis. Ferguson and Blackwell, I think, are the two women authors. You got to go to the library to get it because it was written about 10 years ago. But the thing about that is for anybody that's got any kind of a pension plan, you sort of think like the pensions are all in one umbrella group in the government. You know, like the FDIC and like that. They're not. They're scattered around all over the hill. And you need to look it up and be aware of it. You got to read that book. It's not a very big book, but it's...
All right, people are checking it out on Barnes & Noble even as we speak. Marge...
Pensions in Crisis.
There's the music. We got a break, all right?
So, happy Father's Day. Stay cool. And hi, Kathy.
Thanks, Marge. Take care. Take care. We shall return after the break. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Mother America is brandishing her weapons. She keeps me safe and warm by threats and misconceptions. So if you break the chain, you'll have to shake it.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
My one favorite spread has been Smart Balance Buttery Spread. I'm Bob Harris, and I've got another favorite spread that I think you'll love. It's new Smart Balance Omega Peanut Butter. It contains no hydrogenated oil, no trans fatty acid, no refined sugar, all natural ingredients, and 1,000 milligrams of omega-3s per serving. New Smart Balance Omega Peanut Butter with 1,000 milligrams of omega-3. We deep roast premium quality peanuts to make it taste great.
Hi, it's Sam Cedar with news about my new book, FUBAR, America's Right-Wing Nightmare, co-authored by Majority Report's Stephen Sherrill, which Vanity Fair said is biased and hilarious. Now, I've promised every time you buy a copy of FUBAR, a conservative poops his pants. Here's a Wall Street analyst.
We've seen a marked uptick in the adult diaper industry.
And here's an expert on cause and effect.
Well, it's possible that this has something to do with FUBAR, but I don't think...
Proof positive that when you purchase FUBAR, America's right-wing nightmare, a conservative indeed poops his pants.
Thank you.
Abstinence, Brian's future. It's Mike Malloy.
We were young together. We were on the ball. We did not believe in the writing on the wall. We did our best work in the dark. We did our thinking on the run. We would hang together, or they'd hang us one by one.
It's 9 minutes before the hour. Thanks to the crew who put the program together tonight, Justin Yuen and Jason Isaac engineered the program in New York. D. Neal answered your calls. Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent Mark Marshall, our webmaster Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org archives the program, and that website is in a fundraising drive right now. If you have a couple of bucks, WhiteRoseSociety.org. Jim in Arkansas is our music bureau chief. The executive producer is Catherine Bay. Back to your phone calls. Richard is calling from California. Richard, thanks for holding on.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Doing fine. How are you, Richard?
Pretty good. I'm a first-time caller, and it's been a long time since I've called anyone. Ray Taliaferro in San Francisco was the first one, or the last one that I called.
Ah.
But I'm sure maybe the name's familiar to you.
Oh, sure. Ray Taliaferro, I know who he is, right?
Yeah. I really want to echo Ray, I think it was Ryan's comments about Russo's film. I heard an interview.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I heard him interviewed on the radio, and very, very impressive. He really cuts through the issues that are dividing not only the country but the world. And the goal of this film is actually to focus on the corporate banking and government cabal that is enslaving all of us. And my hope is that, you know, in the last hour or so that I've heard, that I've been on waiting for you, you know, there's a lot of people raising all sorts of issues. And I think after they've seen this and maybe seen the movie, that is really going to focus on this one issue that has the potential of really restoring this country to the people.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing it myself. And from what I've heard, it's almost required viewing.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's a document by Congressman Lewis McFadden, brought charges against the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System, the Controller of the Currency, the Secretary of Treasury, and on numerous criminal acts. That article of impeachment is still, you know, active. It's been referred to the judiciary, and this goes back to 1933. What I'm hoping is that by educating the people, we can instigate some change and not have the repetition of the way change usually occurs in history with the blood, you know, the blood of people on the streets.
I hear you. I hear you. Richard, thanks for checking in, pal. I appreciate what you had to say. Take care. Take care. Al is calling from Scottsdale, Arizona. Al, thanks for holding on. I appreciate your patience. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Mike. An honor. The passion and, intelligence and patriotism of your listeners and yourself never cease to make for great radio.
We've got a great audience. There's no question.
Yeah, what I just wanted to say quickly was I've sensed lately your and some of your listeners and my own kind of that general defeatist sort of here they go again. It was stepped up the last couple of days. What are we going to do? It's hopeless almost.
Well, but I don't think it's defeatist or hopeless. I think it's enraging. And I think it adds, if there's a missing component or a missing element of resistance, what the Republicans are doing adds to that resistance, adds to that anger. And I guess I've given the impression sometimes on this program that I've just about reached the end of my rope. But on the other hand, when you reach the end of your rope, that's usually when you make a knot and keep climbing, I guess, or something like that.
Well, I hope we're all far enough backed into the corner. That's I guess the point I'm leading to is it's I think it's a little bigger this time. It's getting a bit. And we've all said it before. It's But it is starting to get a little bit scary, even as Hillary moves yet further to the right. And
it is getting a little bit scary. You're absolutely right.
So we need to regroup and not get defeatist or depressed about it or emotional. We need to get just down to brass tacks and get out and join organizations like Get Out the Vote, Centrist, Neutral. Just get people registered, because we know the bulk of unregistered non-turnout voters
I agree with most of what you're saying, except the don't get emotional part. I think we've got to get emotional. We've got to get some of us have got to get hysterical. The emotion has got to flow. This is not politics as usual. This is not competition between two political parties. This is an assault on the very foundations of this republic, the very essence of who we've tried to be for the past 230 years. So I agree with everything you're saying, Al, except the let's not get emotional. I think we should just get as emotional as possible, even to the point of scaring the living hell out of some people.
Well, sober and clear logic in the face of some of these righty if you hit these righty libertarian types with their basic don't you see the Constitution's being used to wipe your rear end sort of thing.
Right.
And you really fiscally, you happy with what's going, does this seem right to you given your political stance? People can't, and supporting the troops, they look at you with a dumb look like, you know, maybe you're right. We just gotta get to work. All
Well, I agree with that. Al, thank you. We're out of time. Thanks for checking in, pal. Hey, listen, happy Father's Day to all you guys and girls out there who may be fathers. Thanks for participating in the program tonight and all this week. I'll see you Monday night, okay? And don't forget, next Friday night is kid night, young adult night, people 13 to 17 only, okay? Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Molloy. This is Air America Radio. Have a great weekend, Kevin Kinney, wherever you are.
Mike Molloy on Air America Radio.
Whether you have health insurance or not, chances are you don't have dental or vision coverage. But now, with the Optimum Health Discount Card, you and your family can get substantial savings of up to 60% off every time you visit your dentist or eye care professional. Because this is not insurance, everyone is accepted, even if you or your family members have pre-existing conditions. For only $9.95 a month, you, your spouse, and your children are all covered. Your membership includes access to our combined nationwide network of over 100,000 participating dentists and eye care professionals on the iMed and Cigna Dental Networks. Call right now and you can try the Optimum Health Discount Card risk-free for 30 days. That's right, your membership entitles you to full access to the entire Cigna Dental Network and iMed Network for you to try risk-free for 30 days. Call our toll-free number now at 1-866-333-3000. That's 1-866-333-3000. Start saving up to 60% off now on all of your dental and vision care needs. Call 1-866-333-3000. Again, 1-866-333-3000.